Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now let us begin to uncover something regarding your career path, what you might do, what you might be interested in as fields of work, job or business. But here we will use the Artha houses, that is to say, the second house, the sixth house and the tenth house. The three houses which one studies dominantly for career path, business and so on. Because 2nd, 6th and 10th houses determine who, and the lords of those, whatever is going on in the 2nd house, whatever is going on in the 6th house and 10th house determine pretty much what your inclination towards career or job or business would be like. 2nd house is your family and your earning wealth, how you earn your wealth. In terms of career, we are speaking here. 6th house stands for your daily routines. What you're doing is daily because your job or business is pretty much part of a daily routine, isn't it? And 10th house as the success factors, the fame, recognition and your appearance in the public world, in the world at large, out there, not in your home. Okay? These are the Artha houses, the means of earning a living. We will cover this, number two, as per each rising sign, right from Aries through Pisces, we shall cover it because the lords of 2nd, 6th and 10th houses change with every rising sign, isn't it? So we shall cover this first, begin with the principles of each of the rising signs, cover those first. And then we shall move on to details of case studies because case studies will reveal something more, obviously, like we just covered the Amartya Karaka series and case studies, isn't it? You have to ground your knowledge with studying in a chart, how it plays out in a chart, because chart has got millions of combinations. So we have to study with respect to case studies, and I shall cover this in the same style as Amartya Karaka, so you're not confused. Number three, how lords of each of the above is playing out. 2nd house, 6th house and 10th house for every rising sign has some lord. Lord of 2nd, Lord of 6th, Lord of 10th. I shall cover how the principles of Lord of each of the above plays out, first as per rising signs in general, and then we shall go on to case studies, because case studies will give a combo. Number 4, in D1 or natal chart, as how it manifests in physical reality, this is the principle. Whatever is in your divisional chart must tally with the natal chart. That's the rule. Okay. So natal chart, since we have already covered this in detail, is always the manifestation of your physical reality. If you want to see something shows up or how it shows up in your physical reality, that's natal chart. So we shall cover that also in the case studies. In D10 or Dashamsha chart, divisional chart, which is also analyzed for career, we will consider this as what attributes one brings into one's career and later in life. Okay, just similar as D1 and D9, but now we are going to D10. And what is your internal approach towards your career and whether career does change in one's life or not? We shall study that. Case studies I'm taking from Gen Z charts, random charts of all people born after the year 1998, both in D1 and D10. So this will be the underlying basis of how we'll study career in terms of Parashara system, not the Jaimini now. We are not taking the Karakas. We are taking the houses of 2nd, 6th and 10th Lord, and we are studying it as per the Parashara system, the BPHS. You can even build in Nakshatra later on into this if you want. Where is the 2nd Lord placed in which sign, house and Nakshatra? This will be a little more detailed. But let's just begin with basics. Always best to go back to basics and evaluate, isn't it? So we'll study with that. And let's see where this journey takes us. Now let us check out some basics for the Capricorn rising people. So first, the ascendant itself is Capricorn. Always check the ascendant first to make that a rule in your life. Capricorn rising means the person is interested in fame all the time. What's occupying the head of a Capricorn ascendant is invariably, what's my position in life? How do the public see me? Because it's a public house. It's a house of the 10th place, isn't it, in a traditional chart. It's ruled by Capricorn. Once that comes into the head, the dominant aspect is, what is my place in the public world? How do people see me as? That's the dominant one. That carries to all areas of life, including the career. But since here we are talking about the career lords, let us see the 2nd Lord, 6th Lord and 10th Lord. You will observe that for all earth signs, Capricorn being the earth sign, they are fixed with air signs in the 2nd, 6th and the 10th, isn't it? In this case, 2nd house being occupied by Aquarius, ruled by Saturn and Rahu, 6th house occupied by Gemini, ruled by Mercury, and the 10th house being ruled by Libra and the Lord is Venus. So we have Saturn and Rahu rulers of the 2nd house, Mercury of the 6th one, but in Gemini this time, and Libra in the 10th, ruled by Venus. So what is the career kind of drive of Capricorn ascendant? First of all, Aquarius in the 2nd house. Aquarius is looking for what? Always gains, money, wealth. Capricorn ascendants typically look for their family as gains. They have got a keen eye for the wealth of the family. Inheritance maybe. What do I gain from the family in terms of wealth? Also, since Aquarius being the 2nd house, their earning styles may be quite unconventional, not mainstream. Capricorn ascendants are driven towards non-mainstream ways of earning money. Their value system, 2nd house being dominantly value system, will be quite unconventional against the main groove of the society. Everything Aquarius does is against the main groove of the society, against the norms. Aquarius does not obey rules. So the rules being defeated here, their value system will be somewhat unconventional, not mainstream. Now coming to the 6th house, we have Gemini. In the house of daily work, they are very communicative. Gemini is a communication sign. In the place of challenges and enemies, they meet them with intellectual sharpness, because Gemini is very cunning, very shrewd, very clever. So they end up having a lot of mental acumen and sharpness, maybe even wittiness to a degree, depending upon where Mercury is being placed physically. But they use that talent of intellectual examination, study, and therefore manipulation of their enemies, whatever is perceived as enemies for them, but they are using that aspect of them to overcome that. And they will use that also to take it to the 10th house now, which is being ruled by Libra, and governing aspect is Venus. So the career, what they select, will have a lot of choices in them. Libra is a choice point. So when Libra comes in the 10th house for Capricorn, isn't it? They are confused about choices, always making a choice. Should I choose this career or should I choose something else? Should I choose something that serves me or something that serves others? And because the house of money has Aquarius in it, the second house, they choose careers which will finally get them some money. They will be hesitant to do anything in the collective. The 10th house is the collective aspect. They will be hesitant to do anything for the collective just for the sake of it. They'll say, what is it for me? The gain aspect of money is very dominant in Capricorn ascendants. Venus being in Libra here, it is not looking so much for wealth as much as it is looking for balance, isn't it? Libra is a sign of balance, going inward or outward. So there is a tussle going on between 2nd and 11th house for Libra so far as the public image is concerned, which is very important to them. I am addressing them from a public image point of view. Now let's see the 2nd, 10th lord and 6th lord and see how they play out. Now let us see the rising sign disposition and the 2nd, 6th and the 10th lord, how they play out. Interestingly, I don't know if you have observed in my previous podcasts also, I have put Capricorn sign or symbol as the crocodile, because this is the original meaning of Makara Rashi. Makara means a crocodile, not necessarily a mountain goat as Western astrology claims. In Vedic astrology, it's a crocodile. So think of reptilian complex here, that kind of a attitude. Being silent, steady, stealth and still, and taking the right opportunity to go in for the kill. That's Capricorn. There's a reason why some animals are portrayed the way they are. Capricorn is the dominant of this. Back to rising sign disposition. Capricorn is disciplined, ambitious, structured. These natives are hardworking, practical and patient, often focused long-term stability and recognition. Why? We're talking about the ascendant here. It's ruled by Saturn. When the ascendant ruler is Saturn, especially only Saturn, Aquarius becomes different. In this case, it becomes slow and steady. They are very cautious people. They tend to evaluate a lot before they take any step forward. It's a Saturnian approach. They approach careers with seriousness and responsibility, willing to put in consistent effort. While they may feel delays or restrictions, their persistence and resilience ensure steady progress towards authority and status. That's what they are seeking. Because it's the 10th in the first, their attention will be towards the 10th house, and 10th house is Libra, like I discussed before. Influenced of career lords is so on. Second house is Saturn plus Rahu, like we just spoke of Aquarius. Second house governs your value system, your wealth, resources and speech. So the speech also becomes unconventional, random, jumping from one topic to another. They're more focused on resources. Their family wealth becomes their dominant aspect, which they are always eyeing on. Saturn makes them disciplined, cautious, long-term focused in financial matters. Family wealth and accumulation of wealth for family, Aquarius in second house, is dominant for them so far as earning means is concerned. Rahu adds ambition, unconventional methods. When we say unconventional, going against the grain of the society and norms of the society. Sometimes sudden shifts in wealth building. So they might change their career path suddenly, taking a course correction midway kind of. Mentally, this creates strategic structured thinking, but with openness to innovation. They're always ready to innovate the ways of earning. Second house stands for the way you earn money. What's your approach? What's your value system? Emotionally, financial security is central. Though Rahu may cause phases of restlessness and overdrive in pursuing material growth. We just spoke of that. Sixth Lord, Mercury in Gemini, governs daily routines, service, competition and problem-solving skills. So far as work is concerned, brings intellect, communication and adaptability to handling work challenges. They will use their mental sharpness. They will cultivate this. Sixth house is a house of gradual growth. Through life, they become more and more sharp intellectually. Mentally, Mercury makes them sharp, analytical and skilled in multitasking. Gemini is very skilled by default in multitasking. Not so much Virgo. Virgo goes into details when we talk of Mercury. Emotionally, they seek variety in routines but also thrive when they can solve problems efficiently. Not so much efficient here, more like multitasking. When they can do 50% strength in 5 different areas rather than 100% in one area. That's the thinking of Gemini and Mercury in Gemini. 10th Lord, Venus becomes the Lord for Libra now. So 10th Lord governs career, recognition and public authority or public visibility. Now this is where the head of Capricorn is dominantly centered on. Because the 10th house is ruling their ascendant, they are focused more on that. Brings diplomacy, aesthetics and harmony and people-oriented qualities into their profession. Capricorn might work largely for the balance of the collective. They can be very strong spiritual people if they are thinking about collective and based on placement of planets. They can be. Mentally, Venus enhances refinement, creativity and negotiation ability in careers. They're very diplomatic because Libra is 10th house, diplomatic in their approach. You might not find a Capricorn ascendant talking very harshly at all times with people at workplace. You see, they're very diplomatic at workplace. That's what gives them success. They understand that it's not about right or wrong or good or bad. It's about what works, and what works is always teamwork. Emotionally, they seek recognition not only for results but also for their ability to create balance, beauty or value. Libra is also the sign of value, so they are intent upon creating value systems that define them, that give them the fame that they seek. 10th house Capricorn in the first house, and therefore progress in their career. It'll be slow and steady. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, so it'll be slow and steady. They don't seek anything like a rapid growth, meteorological growth, not like that. Now let's see the collective play of the Lords. Collective play of Lords for Capricorn rising. Saturn, of course, it's in the ascendant also. Also Saturn with Rahu in the second house, Aquarius. Mercury as Gemini in the sixth house. And Venus as Libra in the 10th house. Combine the aspects of discipline, ambition, intellect and refinement. Understand always from the ascendant perspective, Capricorn people are quite ambitious. Their public image defines who they are as a self, because 10th house is now in the first house. This makes Capricorn rising native attitude have an attitude of hardworking and structured, but also innovative and people focused. Characteristics they make persistent. Saturn provides persistence. Diplomatic, Venus does that in Libra. Intelligent, Gemini. Ambitious and capable of long-term strategic growth, because that's what the ascendant is seeking as Saturn only. Long-term. I want permanent long-term stuff, recognition. Mental style is a mix of cautious planning, Saturn, analytical sharpness, Mercury, and creative diplomacy as Venus in Libra in the 10th. They are driven to achieve authority and recognition. Like I said, Saturn, as Capricorn, is ruling the ascendant. At times restless because there is Rahu in the second house. Constant restlessness and desire to get gains. That's what will end up defining them. Saturn kind of anchors that, and Saturn also desires gain when it's combined with Rahu. Therefore, I think the ancients have given Saturn plus Rahu as the governing for Aquarius, which is interested in gains, wealth, income. Even long-term dreams, their long-term dreams, Aquarius, is tied to their family values. One more hint there for you. Career outlook for Capricorn rising with this 2-6-10 combination. They excel in management, depends upon where Jupiter is placed. Law depends upon where Mars is placed. Law can be dominant if Mars is in the 6th house in Gemini. Can make them very sharp lawyers because Mars provides that aggressive fighting attitude. They have to fight it out in courts, isn't it, lawyers? Diplomacy, especially if Venus is in the 10th. Finance, consulting, sure, again Venus with Jupiter can be. Communication based professions depends where Mercury is placed, especially if Mercury is in its own house in the 6th, that can make it communication based. Marketing, they can be good at marketing. Unconventional speech, Aquarius in the 2nd and Mercury in the 6th. Right, so they can make IT professions, depends if there are more planets in the second house. If the 10th Lord Venus is in the second house, they can make creative software, for example. Nowadays, with this artificial intelligence, God knows what all they'll be capable of, isn't it? Creative industries, again, depends on Venus. Aquarius is a creative sign, so is Libra. So it depends upon Rahu Ketu placement along with Venus and Moon to define what exactly it is. Or design related leadership roles could be. They rise steadily even if progress appears slow at first. Saturn ensures eventual authority and stability. Again, it depends upon where Saturn is sitting. If Saturn goes in the fire signs, it becomes really frustrated. Fire wants to move rapidly. Saturn sits in Aries. For a Capricorn ascendant in the 4th house, it becomes very restless, isn't it? Saturn wants to start all the time something new, but Saturn wants to take it slow. Aries says start something new. So there's a sort of a tussle, you know, that may make it difficult. They may take unconventional career paths, the Rahu influence, Aquarius, second house, but ultimately ground them with structure and responsibility. They need to learn, Capricorn rising, to use their Mercury and Venus properly in order to sort of circumvent the erratic nature of Aquarius. Aquarius is erratic, it is unstable. Always looking for gains is not going to pay off anyone, anytime, isn't it? So the grounding for Capricorn rising when it comes to career path should be more towards 6th house and 10th house. Look at Mercury and Venus for more grounding. Aquarius keeps wanting endlessly anyway. Balance intellect and refinement with ambition, making them suitable for roles involved in leadership. I wouldn't say so much leadership, I would say more of diplomacy. Libra in the 10th house. Look at where decisions need to be made regarding multiple choices. Libra is always having a problem of choices. So if Saturn sits in Libra, it's exalted for Capricorn, isn't it? So there'll be slow and steady rise in diplomatic careers. That'll be good because Saturn wants to work for the masses. And being the ascendant Lord in 10th, it'll be good. So you need to see what kind of public engagement they like. And the success rate will be determined by that. Creative problem solving, sure, but depends upon the Mercury, how it's placed and how well that is doing. If Mercury is placed with Rahu, it gives them a very sharp, acute shrewdness, cunning people. Okay, I'll see you in the next with Aquarius rising. Meanwhile, take care, be safe.